With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. Montana reported a record-breaking 96 new cases of the COVID-19 illness yesterday.
That's the highest single-day addition the state has recorded, and it represents a newest peak in a surge of cases of the virus. Montana still has one of the lowest number of COVID-19 cases per capita, but over the last few weeks, the relative rate at which the virus is spreading here is among the fastest in the nation.
This is in stark contrast to the earlier days of the pandemic, when Montana's daily new case counts dropped to near zero for days on end.
We can see the change in health department maps. One spike, a valley, and a larger spike. The tone of public officials is changing, too. The low transmission rate months ago led to Governor Steve Bullock to declare an early victory.
In short, we have flattened the curve, and we have saved lives.
That was April 17th. Fast forward to last Wednesday.
It's clear from analyzing recent new cases that Montanans have let their guard down.
Many of the new cases this week are clustered at an assisted living facility in Billings. 45 of the 55 residents and 21 staff tested positive. 3 residents died this week.
Contrary to what many people might have expected after the state's traveler quarantine ended and tourists started coming into the state last month, the majority of Montana's new cases are people who live here, who've picked it up from travel or while attending gatherings where people weren't social distancing or wearing masks. We're also seeing cases from out-of-staters bringing it here when they come to visit family or friends.
According to the most recent count from the state health department, 93 people not from Montana have tested positive for the virus here. A total of more than 1,400 Montanans have tested positive.
Bullock said this Wednesday that when Montana stepped into phase 2 of its economic reopening plan, it was expected that case numbers would rise. But he said the current spread is greater than what he would want to see. He didn't say what it would take for the state to take a step back in its economic reopening plan.
The Chippewa Cree Tribal Business Council this week put the Rocky Boys Reservation under a week-long lockdown with pretty strict travel restrictions after a rise in cases there. Lewis and Clark County also issued a health order limiting gatherings to 250 people and requiring anyone organizing an event with more than 50 people to submit a plan with protective measures. The order effectively canceled a summer prom. Elsewhere, though, events that are expected to draw large crowds, like the Big Sky State Games in Billings next week, are still anticipated to go on.
Another big news item this week is that local governments and the Montana University system are making moves to require people to wear masks when inside public spaces.
Missoulians ages 12 and up will need to have a mask on hand when they leave the house and head into indoor public places. Bighorn County and the Crow, Blackfeet, and Chippewa Cree tribes are also requiring masks in public places, while some places like Whitefish are recommending them. Gallatin County is expected to vote on a mask requirement next week.
Governor Bullock, meanwhile, has recommended masks for weeks, but he hasn't gone so far as to mandate them. He says he hopes Montana doesn't get to a point where that kind of mandate would be necessary.
Just for some comparison, next door in Idaho, there is no statewide mask requirement, but several towns are making that mandate. In North Dakota, cases are trending up. Governor Doug Burgum has also recommended but not required face coverings. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon is also recommending face masks, while a handful of institutions have required it and local governments are considering mandates.
Stay healthy out there. Thanks, Corin.
Thanks, Nikki.